Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy about being active during winter and preventing winter-related injuries. This is part three of a three-part interview. And are there any particular serious effects or injuries would you say would be good to look out for if you have taken a fall?
I think the most important area we need to, I guess, consider is if we fell and hit our head, you know, if we're having headaches, any kind of blurred vision, nauseous, memories not maybe quite normal, or we just someone feels like they're in a fog, that's definitely a time where someone needs to, you know, seek out medical attention sooner than later and just having, you know, their cognition assessed by a medical individual. And that's probably first and foremost. There again, if someone's really struggling to put weight on a leg, that would be another time that it's probably need to seek out medical care. And maybe the third, let's say we fell on our arm and we're really struggling to get our arm up overhead or raise it. That'd be the third situation where, hey, this is something that I maybe can't ignore for a few days, that I better have this evaluated soon and make sure that it's being taken care of in the right manner.
For shoveling snow, what physical or health dangers do you typically see?
Most common, I think, is back soreness, back injuries. Falls do happen on occasion, probably not as often as back pain. In our practice, you know, we're not going to see people who have issues related to being outdoors when it's too cold, or, you know, skin frostbite situations. Those are going to be seen more at the physician or ER level. But those would be probably the three things that people need to consider. We've kind of already talked about slick surfaces, shoe wear, you know, appropriate clothing, making sure, you know, we have gloves on, those kind of things, keeping our hands skin protected, maybe our face, maybe there needs to be some kind of face mask or face covering if it's super cold out and we do need to be out during those times to do some shoveling or snow removal. I think those are all things to have good awareness about.
What would you say are the good sorts of motions that someone should take when they are shoveling snow?
Well, anytime we can push it rather than lift it, anytime we have to start lifting, and because usually not only do we have to lift it, but we have to lift and then twist to throw the snow out of the area where we're trying to remove it from. So if we can, you know, push it towards the edge so we don't have to lift and twist as repetitively or as far, depending on our strength, mobility, how physically active someone is, trying not to overload the amount of snow that we are trying to shovel when we need to do that, and trying to break that up into smaller loads. The other thing I think that's important is trying to alternate the directions that we do have to lift and twist, that we're not always, let's say, lifting and throwing to our left or throwing to our right, but changing shovel into different positions on the other side. So we have to twist both ways. Just kind of keeps us a little bit more balanced in terms of avoiding some kind of repetitive and overused situation on our back or shoulders, neck, that type of thing. And then the other thing that I'm sure is rarely done is, because often we shovel snow in the morning and maybe we jump out of bed, get dressed, and, you know, we're in a hurry because we need to get the project done so we can get to work on time or wherever we need to go. But just taking a little bit to kind of warm up and get our body moving so it's not so stiff is another key thing for shoveling and trying to, you know, avoid some strain on our body.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy about being active during winter and preventing winter-related injuries. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.